Of Your Essex with me, Jodie Halford. It is our final show of the week and we are doing it in style. Tonight we will be all about Benfleet. That is where we are taking you, right to the very south of our county. A place filled with history, a place filled with people worth up later as well. It is all about Benfleet, sitting just above Canvey Island. It is in the very, very south of our county. Benfleet is an area with history stretching back many, many centuries, and it has a network of people who really do care about their community and what goes on there. Roads stretch through the area, junction names familiar to anyone who's ever spent time sitting in traffic on Essex's roads, Sadler's Farm, Tar Pots, Bread and Cheese Hill. But Benfleet is, of course, more than that, more than those roads and junctions. Tonight we will hear about its very long history and the people who keep a careful record of happenings in the town so future generations can understand and learn more about Benfleet. We're also going to hear about lots to look forward to. I'm delighted to say as well, we have a guest in the studio to kick things off tonight. Mike Day has come in to see us. He is the chairman of Benfleet Community Archive. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening to you.
Thank you so much for your time and for coming up on a cold January night to be with us on the radio. I sort of alluded there to what you do at the Community Archive, and I know there are many and varied parts to what you're doing, but it is basically recording Benfleet for the benefit of future generations.
That is correct. I mean, you mentioned the word history. In many ways, that we're not actually interested in the history itself. It's really the people who actually live in Benfleet, how they've lived, what they've done, what they're doing at the present moment. And as you say, it's recording it for posterity. We were set up initially through the Essex Libraries and the Essex Records Office. And in future generations, what we're doing at the present moment will actually be sent over to the Essex Records Office for posterity for them to keep. So we're looking at that aspect of it as opposed to actual history itself, which is more dates and events. So we'd like to hear from people exactly what they have been doing, what is happening at the present moment, and just in general, their memories are recorded for posterity.
Do you think it's important to remember how people are living and what they're doing and what they think about things?
I think it is. I mean, when you look back at years gone by, what did people used to do many years ago? We don't really know. So let's put it down, A, on paper. We take photographs. We can put photographs up onto our website. You can take videos, interviews. In fact, we've got one or two very splendid interviews actually on our site at the present moment. All you've got to do is to go into our website. It says all about us, how you can get involved with us, and how in general you can actually assist us in producing what we're aiming for as the future is concerned.
When it comes to some of your favourite stories and things that you've found out, what are the key moments for you that you've been involved with recording?
Well, one particular one that I've been interested in and actually put onto the website myself was regarding business, actually. We used to have, in our particular area, a very famous company in those days called Howard's Dairies. And one of my people that I was interviewing, they had loads of photographs which they'd actually come across just before the place was being demolished. And there's some wonderful photographs going back 30, 40 years of how the dairies actually operated. Photographs taken from the farm, the churns coming into the factory, how they went into the production, how they actually came through and through to the delivery and also into the schools. A lovely old photograph, in fact, of the school children sitting behind their desk, drinking from their third pint milk bottles, straw.
Wonderful.
I remember that myself, actually. I used to get that half inch of cream on top of the, and it was awful.
Oh, you didn't like that? You're not
a big fan of
that whole milk that tended to do that.
So it's that sort of thing that we do to get interested in. I can't think of another specific one at this moment in time, but so that's the sort of thing that we want to find.